Your people have a serenity that many Western people don't have. What is the secret of serenity? I gather you reject many material
serenity. To what do you attribute the serenity that you devotees have? The calmness.
Calmness?
The devotee seems to be calm, serene.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that come from?
From Krishna consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From Krishna consciousness. And
other consciousness, the Krishna consciousness. Yes.
The Shakti, Bhakti, Bhagavati, Akinchana. These are the truths. Dasyasi bhakti bhagavati ahinchana sarvai gunai tattva samasati sura. If one becomes Krishna conscious, then he becomes qualified with all godly attributes. That I have explained, that if you be in touch with God, then you become godly.
Yes.
That is the test. Simply by saying that I am in commune with God. Now, there is a test. The test means, if he is already in touch with God, he will become, in his characteristics, godly. And therefore, one of the qualifications is serenity. Is one of the qualities. There are 25 qualifications of devotees.
25?
Yeah.
What
about some of the others?
Obviously would have ways, methods of becoming God conscious, Krishna conscious. What sort of a meditation?
Practical.
It says that there are many such qualities. Lord Chaitanya describes some of them. A devotee of the Lord is always kind to everyone. He does not
say why he is. He is very kind to everyone. Yeah.
He does not take a quarrel with anyone. He takes the essence of life, spiritual life. He is equal to everyone. No one can find faults in a devotee. His magnanimous mind is always fresh and clean, without material obsessions. He is a benefactor to all living entities. He is peaceful. He is always surrendered to Krishna. He has no material desire. He is very humble. He is fixed in the direction. He is victorious over the six material qualities, such as lust and anger. He does not eat more than what he needs. He is always sane. He is respectful to others, but for himself he does not require any respect. He is brave. He is merciful. He is friendly. He is a poet. He is an expert, and he is silent.
Very good, and in reading about Krishna, I take it that he performed many miracles of healing. I'm very interested in spiritual healing because in my ministry here in Australia, I've been 29 years in the Harare streets, the streets of doctors. I'm now in Coleman Street, I was in Macquarie Street in Sydney. And instantly, I had 41 medical men on and women, mainly men, on my role of members. And we worked very closely. This very day, I've been working closely with a doctor, with a certain patient who's having what is called a nervous breakdown. And we, over the years, have spent a lot of time on spiritual healing. Do you yourself practice spiritual healing?
No, practically we have very little suffering from disease.
Mm-hmm.
These devotees, we are spending so much money, but we don't spend for doctor's fee.
We explain to our patients that the doctor normally works at the physical level and the psychiatrist works at the emotional and the mental level, but the church works at the spiritual level. The
spiritual level means to cure this material disease.
Yeah.
The material disease is birth, death, old age and disease.
I'm sorry, I think it's quite complicated.
The real disease is the material condition in which we have to suffer birth, death, disease, and old age.
Yes.
So, these things can be overcome by Krishna consciousness.
Yes, I see. On the point of reading this very interesting magazine and
to find out his past, what was his past?
There was a reference to something he said about place having the feeling. Some years ago I carried out an experiment at the request of one of their magazines in praying for plants and seeds growing and so on, and there seemed to be a relationship between these prayers, both for the best and in the opposite and in a negative way against that. And I didn't have an opportunity to carry it out too for much, but in two experiments there was apparently a clear indication that the plants responded to prayer and peas and beans.
Translation: intelligent persons who are endeavoring for liberation from old age and death take refuge in me in devotional service. They are actually Brahman because they entirely know everything about transcendental and fluid activities.
Devotional service means in that
purport.
Purport. Birth, death, old age, and diseases affect this material body, but not the spiritual body. There is no birth, death, old age, and disease for the spiritual body. So one who attains the spiritual body becomes one of the associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and engages in eternal devotional service, is really liberated. I am spirit. It is said that one should understand that he is Brahman, spirit soul. This Brahman conception of life is also in devotional service as described in this verse. The pure devotees are transcendentally situated on a Brahman platform and they know everything about transcendental and material activities.
Transcendental means spirit.
Yes.
As opposed to material.
So they are always engaged in transcendental devotional service.
Always.
Always. But then they will be free from birthday, old age, and disease.
And, the paper's correct in reporting you as, they reported opposite things, but you, of course, hold to the transmigration, I gather. And this is death really doesn't happens, the change of form, is that it?
Yes. Everyone dies. So a devotee, after death, in his transcendental form, he goes back to home, back to us.
Thank you. I thank you for what you've just been saying, Your Grace, that this explains what was said here in the referring to the illness of sex as being anything that's not in marriage and not for procreation within marriage. So
only the sex allowed for me for believing nice children.
Yes. You know, truly,
beyond that sex, the divinity sex.
And that is out.
That is
what is your attitude to Jesus?
I have a thing to spend the day.
Yes.
We be expecting the transcendental representative of God, Son of God.
Yes. There's some sort of relationship with Lord Krishna?
Yes, that is Krishna. It's coming from Krishna.
Yes.
Jason, the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Christ means Christo or Christo or Krishna.
Yeah. Another thing, well, of course, has been impressed by the number of young Australians who became interested in the Christian movement, and really congratulate you, sir, on the very fine work that you've done, and with you, one of the ones that rescued the ladies from the fire, and all that. But I think everybody recognizes that they're no sincere, that they're not involved, because they're not being blessed, people are getting something out of it. But how do you explain? I've gathered in most countries, in Britain and America and so on, that there are many things.
Africa, in China, in Japan, everywhere.
And how do you explain this? Why?
Because they are on the spiritual platform, they forget the material designation.
And then the young people, they already have prizes.
Young people, they have got brains.
Yes, rightly. And I take it that you feel, forgive me if I'm not using the right expression, but the caste system is written into the law of God, eh?
No, we have no caste system.
Well, I'm sorry, the Brahmin and the Sudra and so on.
Yes, that is qualification. This is a division according to kind of the Chakut Varna Maya system, Guru Ramma Vihara.
Your place is in Bombay?
My birthplace is in Calcutta.
I was there many years ago.
You had been in Calcutta?
Yes, I have. I crossed from Karachi and Delhi. I went down to Accra. And I got all this movement.
Yes, people coming from England to Australia, they pass through Calcutta or Bombay.
That's right. Yes, we have my ear.
Was there some reference?
Yes. Chatur Maya Shishtam Gunakaram Divadasa Satya Prakaram Akiman Vidhi Prakaram Avidam. Translation. According to the three modes of material nature and the work ascribed to them, the four divisions of human society were created by me. And although I am the creator of this system, you should know that I am yet the non-doer, being unchangeable.
Is it the birthman?
The Lord is the creator of everything. Everything is born of Him, everything is sustained by Him, and everything after annihilation rests in Him. He is therefore the creator of the four divisions of the social order, beginning with the intelligent class of man, technically called Brahmanas, due to their being pictured with in the mold of goodness. Next is the administrative class, technically called the Kshatriyas, due to their being situated in the mode of passion. The mercantile men, called the Vaishyas, are situated in the mixed modes of passion and ignorance. And the Shudras, or laborer class, are situated in the ignorant mode of material nature. As far as is creating the four divisions of human society, Lord Krishna does not belong to any of these divisions, because he is not one of the conditioned souls, a section of whom form human society. Human society is similar to any other animal society, but to elevate man from the animal status, the above-mentioned divisions are created by the Lord for the systematic development of Krishna consciousness. The tendency of a particular man toward work is determined by the modes of material nature which he has acquired. Such symptoms of life, according to different modes of material nature, are described in the 18th chapter of this book. A person in Krishna consciousness, however, is above, even the Brahman, because a Brahman, by quality, is supposed to know about Brahman, the supreme absolute truth. Most of them approach the impersonal Brahman manifestation of Lord Krishna, but only a man who transcends the limited knowledge of a Brahman and reaches the knowledge of the supreme personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, becomes a person in Krishna consciousness, or in other words, a Vaishnava. Krishna consciousness includes knowledge of all different sunny expansions of Krishna, namely Rama, Nrsimha, Varaha, etc. However, as Krishna is transcendental to this system of the four divisions of human society, a person in Krishna consciousness is also transcendental to all divisions of human society, whether we consider the divisions of community, nation, or species.
Thank you. The first part of that made me think of Jesus' parable about the talents, that some get 2 talents and some 5 and some 10. And,
Come on. Good job. Thank you. So, all disciples, they are young men.
Yes, I know.
Because they are receptive. Yes. And their intelligence is intact.
So,
old men takes time.
Yes, well, that's very true, sir. You guys, with the parable of the talents, some were given a few.
Now, the talents are described. Find that 18 chapter, some of them ought to be cast.
What I'd like, well, there's very well I'd like to hear this, but...
Talents are divided into 3 categories. The Brahman category, and the Kshatriya category, the Vaishya category, and the Shudra category. So they are described. What are the qualifications of a Brahman?
Shinto dhamma sapat sokyam shantir ajavane vacha jnan vijnan hastikyam brahma karma sabhavajam. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge, and religiousness. These are the qualities by which the Brahmanas work.
This is first quality, man.
Well, there's a great similarity, isn't there, to the fruits of the Holy Spirit in the New Testament, with the qualities it has.
When one is qualified with all these attributes, and he acts accordingly, then he is first class.
Yes. I gather when you had this interview with the professor in Moscow, that was a little bit of that adjustment needed. What is your view of communism, your grace?
Communism, the idea, he is nice, but they are imperfect. In particular, their philosophy is that everything belongs to the state.
Yes.
But that is imperfect idea.
Mm-hmm.
Our philosophy is everything belongs to God.
Yes.
So unless they come to this conclusion, they remain imperfect. Equal distribution of wealth, everything belongs to God, that is a very good idea. But if it is limited within certain area, that's then the communistic state. Besides that, this is imperfect in the sense they have no idea who are nationals. Not only they, even the capitals. National means those who are born in that particular land.
Mm-hmm.
So, there are animals also. They are also national. But, because they are imperfect, either the communist or capitalist, they do not accept the animals as national. They are sent to the shelters. These things are happening because they are imperfect. They are no God-conscious views. They are crippled views. They are imperfect.
Thank you. In Greece, I was in Moscow many years ago now, and everywhere I went in Russia, right at the start of the as it was called in, they said this society is based on the principle from each according to his ability, to each according to his need. Now, I felt that in principle that was a very fine thing, because it's based on the parable of talents and the parable of what we call the penny wage, the same wages paid to all, however long they worked, because they all had the same need, really. That principle, I think, is a Christian principle. I mean, from our point of view, it is. As you were saying earlier,
the principles, as they are stated in the Bhagavad Gita, it is not limited within Christian or communist or Catholic. No. The principle, wherever there are these talented persons, he is to be considered as first class man. He does not say that if it is found among the Hindus or among the Christians, no. Anywhere, chāsupanna mayāsusra guna karma vibhāva. This guna, this most material nature, is all pervasive. In India, they protest because I am making them Brahmana. My disciples, they are of a separate thread. They are regularly made into Brahmana. So the Indian, in India, they are very conservative. Parbhate. So they accuse that Swami Maharaj is spoiling the Hindu system of prayer, because he is accepting Brahmana from outside. So, actually they are also not aware. Creation of God, yes, God says, I have created. So God's creation is not limited. Suppose this sun is creation of God. It is not for India or for Australia. It is for everyone.
Yes.
So whatever created by God, that is not monopoly of a certain class of man.
Mm-hmm.
This is the idea. So these people, they do not know what is the meaning of a Vaishnava or a Brahmana. That is not limited with a certain circle, a certain country, a certain society.
Yes.
Just as Christ says, thou shalt not kill. This is applicable to every man. Not only that, the Christians will fall. Unfortunately, Christians, they do not fall. They're killing. How they can be religious life? Unless you follow the rules and regulations given by the authority, then there is many of becoming within the community.
Yes.
And God or God's supremacy, whatever they say, that is not meant for a limited area. Either you take Christian principle or Hindu principle, what is real principle, really principle that is applicable everywhere.
Yes.
Yes. It is like Christ says that thou should be, one should be meek and humble to go to back to home, back to right? Krishna.
Yes.
So this is for everyone.
Yes. For the world.
Yes. It is not limited within the Christian community. Everyone.
Well, it's a great privilege to talk with you, your grace, and you must be tired. You've got a big day tomorrow. I must keep you.
Just the end. Yeah, please let take that field ball. And sit down. Please go on. You have been today there?
Yes, I appreciated it very much. And it was very nice.
You are all present?
Yes.
You'll be pulling the chariot tomorrow, then?
Yes.
You've got a job on that. In the afternoon.
Right.
See something else.
This class are very nice. They are called?
Daffodils.
Daffodils.
Yeah.
Well, just see how God's artistic brain. You can see God as everywhere. But one must be Krishna conscious. God conscious. Then he will see every moment, everywhere, God. Nothing but God.
Is this part of the God consciousness in everything you see?
Yeah.
Yes.
Everything is made out of energy of God.
Three balls in it.
Yeah. So you can pick up.
All right.
May I have one?
Mostly I have milk. Yes. For it. Milk prepares.
Thank you.
Yes, you can eat. Yeah? Yeah,
thank you.
All of that, yes, each one. We can prepare hundreds of nice preparation from milk. Therefore, cow protection requires. Do you like?
Very sweet, Paul. Something quite different. Thank you. Yes. You're completely vegetarian. You don't have meat of any kind and not eggs at all.
No.
Why not eggs? Because
we are not even vegetarian.
You're not?
No. We are negative of vegetarian and non-vegetarian. we are not vegetarian, neither non-vegetarian. We eat Krishna prasad. Rather, prasad alien. we are neither vegetarian nor non-vegetarian. Because we don't eat which is not offered to Krishna. Things are prepared according to the order of Krishna. And when Krishna eats, we take the remnants of Krishna. Therefore, we do not fall in the group of vegetarian or non-vegetarian. We are transcendent.
Yes. Well, thank you, Your Grace. If you will see me,
great.